Mentioning yesterday the Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project, they have a Traveller Pride event coinciding with the launch of an exhibition about traveller culture and traditions, which is running in Kerry County Museum for the month of June. You can check it out there. We have lots of videos and information on Radio Kerry's Facebook and Instagram. You can check it out. We'll bring the second part of Trasa Murphy's report. It's about a model recreating members of the travel community's memories of Puck Fair in the 1960s. It's gone on permanent display in the museum in Tralee. It was made by Gerard Crowley of Crowley Model Makers, Bray, County Wicklow. Here's Trasa Murphy's report.
Hello, my name's Richard O'Brien and I'm a Kerry Travellers Mental Health Development Worker in the area of Men's Health. We give people a chance to tell their story throughout the county, all the travelling community, about what was their fondest memory that they could think of. And we've seen a pattern arising of Puck Fair, and particularly in the 1960s. And they painted this very vivid picture for us of coloured wagons lining the bridge of Puck. And one wagon used to always seem to grab the people's attention and win a competition that used to be on every year, and it was called Queen of the Highway. And this was an anticipated wagon because it had been known throughout Ireland and England. And what I've been told by one gentleman is this was no normal wagon. This was a Rolls Royce of a wagon in its time. And so we tried to capture all of that and we put it all into this model. And as you can see, the Clarrigan Bridge is very iconic. And we know that no matter where travellers are, or even Irish people in general, when they see this bridge throughout the world, they'll be automatically, they will know that this is Puck Fair that they're looking at, and Irish travellers. Also, you can see the horses swimming in the lake, which is a very unique and special picture really to see for young travellers today, because this tradition doesn't really happen in Ireland.
And this was all part of the ritual when the traveller community went to Puck Fair in Clorglan back in the 60s, as so many people recalled.
Yeah, so primarily in that time of the 1960s, around that time, people were telling us that that was when their fondest memories of Puck was. You know, the horse fair was on the street. There was people from everywhere that would attend, and you can see the tourists there in the actual model with their hands up looking at the horses in the water, and some locals as they walk by. And I think it's a very special model because it kind of features what the nomadic life was when there was no restrictions and no barriers in place.
I'm counting here, 40 figures here, 40, 50 figures. So tell us who made it.
So it was Gerard Crowley.
Where's Gerard from?
He's from Bray in County Wicklow. So we had to paint this very vivid picture for Gerard, and I have to give him credit where it's due. He really captured what we wanted. And we're delighted. I was told that he had many sleepless nights over it, so we're happy for his dedication to the project.
It's a project commissioned Gerard Crowley to do this, based, and he just absorbed all people's memories they'd had of Puck Fair as it was back in the 1960s. We're just looking out here, if there's a lady putting out the clothing.
We tried to really capture, I suppose, what people were really doing at the time. We didn't want this to look like a met-up model. We wanted it to really capture real life. And you can see there's a little campfire. There's people, children out playing. There's and like I said, you can see clotheslines, tents, milk barrels. There's trapped sidecars that was commonly used at the time. So we really tried to include as much as we could, and but in a way as well that truly reflected the time, because we took historical maps and images from families, and we took all that together to send to George so that he'd have an idea of what we're actually talking about.
With the launch earlier of Traveller Pride Week, there was talk about the traditional traveller skills. Are any of them in evidence here in the model made by Gerard?
Yeah, you can see a man here, he's making a bucket, and there's quite a few buckets around him, and you can see that the others is watching him, trying to absorb the trade to see how it's done. There's one man there particularly watching him, and that's a trade that we would like to see culturally, I suppose, you know, brought to life again, because unfortunately we just have two tin smiths in the country, and events like this help us to promote the need for preserving that very important part of our history.
So it shows a tin smith at work?
A tin smith at work, and people are watching to see how it's done, and I suppose learning the trade basically. when they came to Puck as well, you see so many horses around. It was a very important part of their income for the year, because a lot of English buyers would come from England and they would come to Puck and they would buy the horses from them there. So it was one of their main sources of income for the year.
Have people's reactions to the model made by Ger, have some people got quite emotional?
They have been, yeah. We've had a lot of people here today, and they you know, it reminded them, I think, of their grandparents, of their aunties, of their uncles. And we also had a lovely video done by a lady, Teresa O'Brien in Clarny, who really brought to life the model with the help of her Christina O'Brien, her daughter, who told us a lovely story about how she lived at the side of the road in the time of Puck.
There you go. That is Richard O'Brien of Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project speaking to Trasa Murphy about the model depicting traveller life in Puck Fair in Killorglin in the 1960s. And the model has just gone on permanent display at the County Museum in Tralee. And Helen O'Carroll is curator of the Kerry County Museum, which is based in the Ash Memorial Hall in Denny Street in Tralee.
The temporary exhibition is going to run for the month of June. That's a collection of objects that the traveller community themselves have loaned the museum for the course of this temporary exhibition. So there's stuff to do with tin smithing, there's the biddy pockets, the paper roses, all that sort of stuff. There's some lovely photographs taken by Padraig and Joan Kennelly in the 50s and 60s at Puck Fair, which Jerry mentioned that Jerry has very kindly given to the travel community and printed as well. So they're on display there. There's a fantastic family tree which starts from seven sisters and so there's a lot to see in there. It is lovely. And then the model itself then is on display as well, but that's going to be a permanent part of the collection from here on in.
The model of Puck Fair in the 1960s and the traveller community being there at Puck Fair, that's going to be part of the permanent exhibition at Kerry County Museum. How do you feel about that?
Oh, delighted. I mean, we're absolutely delighted with this partnership with them and the fact that they came to us and saw us as a place that would be able to reflect their culture and their history and heritage. So we're delighted, because traveller community is part of Kerry, part of the culture and community of Kerry, and we're delighted to see that reflected here.
Partnerships like this with Kerry Traveller community belies the myth that museums are fusty and are very much telling, you know, the very sort of established facts of the history. Far from it.
Oh no, museums have changed enormously over the last 20, 30 years. And as I said earlier on, it's all about giving people a sense of belonging, a sense of place, and a sense of how you fit in the world. And that's what museums do. And therefore, we have to reflect all the different cultures that there are in Kerry now and that there were in the past as well, and the different stories that have been there and that will be there in the future as well. So no, museums are now a very dynamic places and fusty is the last thing they are anymore.
Yeah, there you go. That's Helen O'Carroll there of the Kerry County Museum, curator of the Kerry County Museum, based in the Ash Memorial Hall at Denny Street, Tralee. We have a video showing the model display on Radio Kerry's Facebook and Instagram if you want to check that out.